On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're back here on the Big 870 WWL Sports Talk. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. And it's our Tulane Tuesday segment with the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall, is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing a wholesale distribution with next day delivery throughout South Louisiana. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Big win Friday night. I was with a group we were eating supper and watching, and man, I see you jump out to that big lead, and man, you had everybody stirred up, and then, oh, the second half, I was like, no, coach, you can't lose this game. Can't lose it late. And so, again, congratulations on beating Memphis, a very talented football team, and a lot of teams might have folded after not playing well in the first half. One thing I give Memphis, man, they didn't fold, and man, they got an arsenal of weapons across the board.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, they're a talented team. Got a lot of great athletes, well coached. You know, they came back in a similar game earlier this year versus South Florida and won. South Florida was up big on them, and Memphis, played really well and ended up winning the game late in the game. And so they've done that before. They're accustomed to doing that. They're a group that can strike any time. And you know, we were hot early in the game. We stalled out a little bit late in the game. We didn't really get conservative in regards to play calls. We still were trying to be aggressive, but we had some self-inflicted penalties that stalled some of our drives. You know, we get a first down and have a holding penalty and things like that that kind of set us back. But happy for the win. Glad our guys were able to respond for maybe not playing very good the week before, and happy to get a W against a team like that.
Coach, I told somebody this over the weekend in the coaching ranks that, you know, you can tell the mark of a damn good coach. And because you got kicked pretty good by UT San Antonio. You were able to get your team back, focused, ready to play. They played with a lot of energy. And then you got to go on the road and beat Memphis. That to me, and listen, I'll give you a lot of credit. You and your coaching staff did a great job, but as the team leaders on that team, and I want you to talk a little bit after answering that, Sam Howard. And what he meant to your football team playing that first half, man, that was something to see. But that's a great credit to you and your coaching staff for getting them ready and getting them back. Because, man, when you lose a game like that, you're down in the dumps and you want to hurry up and play. But, you know, you got that, you know, kind of 7-day and this is an 8-day sort of stretch. And they were ready to play early against Memphis.
Yeah, when you perform like we did the week before, you're ready to get the bad taste out of your mouth. You know, we weren't characteristic of who we are typically in that ball game, and that was frustrating and disappointing. And you know what I told them is, you can't let one become two. You know, so often in life, you have a setback or an event that doesn't go the way you want it to go, and if you're not prepared to respond properly, you're not going to get a desired outcome later. You have to pick yourself up, dust yourself off. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. And, you know, it's losing a game sucks. But I told our team, hey, who in this team meeting room's got a pulse? Like, check to see if your blood's pumping through your veins. All right? Everybody breathing all right? Yeah, everybody's breathing all right. Let's freaking go. Like I ain't going to sit around and feel sorry for guys that are Division I football players on scholarship, NIL, rev share, whatever the heck we got going on. Like, if we're going to mope around over losing one ball game, man, you better get the hell away from me because I ain't moping. Like, we're going to respond. We're going to fight. We're going to bring it. And I was proud of our guys. Now, to the point you said, having Sim Howard return had a huge emotional impact on our team. He got dinged up a little in the game, nothing serious, nothing substantial. He's going to be okay. He did not return, but that was more of a coach's decision than anything. And, man, Sam's a guy, good football player, like makes plays between the white lines. But the impact he has on our team is bigger than just the plays he makes. Man, he's a thermostat guy. Like, you know, there's thermostat guys and thermometer guys. Thermostat guys, they change the temperature in the room. And Sam Howard walks in the room, temperature changes. You know what I mean? And thermostats cost a lot more than thermometers. Well, Sam's a valuable piece to our football program because, man, he makes everybody in our organization better, including me. Like, when Sam Howard's around, I'm better. And so his return had a huge impact on our football team Friday night.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you can see not only as a player but as a leader and how those guys responded to him and him being out there. And your defense looked a lot different, too, with him out there. Now, I know he's not 100%, but, man, you couldn't tell by the way he was running the field.
Yeah, Sam's 70% is better than a lot of people's 100% because he's going to get the most out of everything he does. And he attacks things with an enthusiasm that most people can't even try to fake. You know, he's just such a natural, authentic, high energy guy. And like I said, man, that guy's everything I want our program to be about. And if everybody had his attitude, his toughness, his discipline, my job would be really, really, really easy. And so we need more Sam Howards in our world, man.
Coach, I don't know if we're burying the lead because of Retzlaff's fantastic performance, but we'll get to that in just a second because I still have another question about this defense and the performance that they put on in Memphis, specifically the front seven. Coach, every time I looked up, you know, on offense, it felt like Tulane was getting a chunk play, at least in the first half, moving down the field with these big splash plays and gaining momentum that way. But on defense, the front seven just getting after Brendan Lewis, the quarterback for Memphis. And Lewis is a big dude, 6'3". He's got good size to him. At the same time, though, he was under siege for basically the entire game. The front seven had 6 sacks, you know, 10 tackles for loss. It felt like double that, Coach. I know that the pressures were there as well. But just kind of talk about your defensive line, you know, entering the season, you had talked about it being the strength of your team. And they really, really did show up against Memphis.
Yeah, you could feel the intent of the front group in the game. They were, you know, it's funny. On Thursday morning before we left to go to the game, I walked into the D-line room, and I really felt like that was a focal point for us to be able to win the game. I thought our D-line versus their O-line, I liked the matchup. And so I walked into the D-line room on Thursday morning at 7:30 or something, and I just said, hey, boys, y'all can take this game over. Like, the D-line can be the reason we win this game. The front can win this game. And so, you know, and I told them, like, hey, you know who y'all need to help you play good? You don't really need anybody. Like, the corners need you. You don't need them. Like, go freaking hunt. Go dominate. Go own the game. Put the game on your back. And so it was cool to see they did that. And what was fun about it is you felt like it was a different guy every time you turned around. It wasn't like it was just one guy got off. It was a lot of guys making plays and having an impact on affecting the quarterback and then stopping a run. We stopped the run, you know, fairly effectively as well. And when you win at the line of scrimmage, it makes life a lot easier.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coach Chaz Preston, you've heard me say this. I saw him so much when he was at St. James. I know his dad's showing really well. Three catches, 85 yards, two touchdowns, 28 yards a catch. Now, if you had that kind of stat line all across the board, you'd be pretty good. But the impact of Chaz, the two touchdowns, but, man, the big play element that he brought to you Friday night.
Yeah, so proud of Chaz. You know, he's had some adversity early in his career. He's responded and bounced back. He's invested a lot of time into his craft and has been worked really hard, made significant improvements to his body. When he got here, I've said this numerous times, when he got here, it's kind of like he had lost some confidence in the player that he was. And, you know, he's really playing at a high level right now. You go back to the Army game, had the touchdown to push us over the top, and has had several big catches on the year. And then, you know, the post on the first play of the game was a big one, two touchdowns in the game. Man, Chaz is playing at a really good level right now. Happy for his success. You know, he's put a lot of work in. That's what people understand. It's like this level, you can't just get by with just being better than people. You got to work your tail off to have any sort of opportunity for success. And it's been neat to see Chaz's growth in all areas of his game.
You know, Coach, I kind of mentioned it earlier, the splash plays offensively, especially in the first half. Finished with 364 yards in the first half. In the very first play, talking about Chaz Preston, Jake Retzlaff finds him for a 65-yard touchdown. But it really did feel like splash play after splash play after splash play in the passing attack, too, where Retzlaff was just being aggressive but also finding his receivers downfield for big gains. Just kind of wanted you to get your thoughts on the passing game, which, you know, has been a little bit up and down at times this year, but it was aggressive and efficient in the first half specifically.
Yeah, I would say the reason probably it was so successful, maybe more so than some other games, I thought Jake did a tremendous job with his eyes and with his feet. You know, I thought he was calm in both areas. I thought he was seeing things and not rushing, but being calm. And I thought his feet were really good. You know, I thought he threw with a good base and a good platform, and he played underneath himself and played strong and with confidence. And, you know, when you got a good base about you and you're looking at the right things at quarterback, it makes playing the position a lot easier.
Coach, give me one area on both sides of the ball you'd like to see improvement as you head down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, well, defensively, it's easy. We got to quit giving up so many daggum explosive pass plays. Like, that's driving me crazy. Like, they threw a post against us in a closed middle of the field defense, right, for a freaking touchdown. And, like, that should never happen. Like, I could have been the post safety and that play would have been an interception. And so that type of stuff is ridiculous. It's sloppy. It's not detailed. We got to be way, way, way better on the back end, right? And so I'd say defensively there. Offensively, I'd say just pre-snap procedural penalties. You know, like the first half was awesome. And then the second half, really, no knock on Memphis, but I felt like what stopped us in the second half was ourselves. You know, you get a holding on a first down conversion. You get a false start. You do this. It's like, well, gosh dang, you can't beat anybody. And so You know, those two things were kind of frustrating to me, and we got to get that cleaned up because you won't get away with doing those things very often.
Coach, someone asked me to ask you about the uniform and the new look and all this, but I'm not going to ask you that. You're not a fashionista, so I'll let that pass.
No, but I like it. I'm about it, man. Look,
okay, go ahead. I'll Coach, let you roll with it.
I do like the new hoodie as well that you were rocking, Coach.
Yeah, no, I'm not. You're right. I'm not a fashionista. I got three daughters, and they're all into all that stuff. Not me, but I love the helmet, man. That helmet. So about a year ago, our equipment guys, Cody and Gabe, they kind of brought that up to me, and I'm like, they didn't have a visual of it. I'm like, can you give me a visual, like what it looks like? And they brought that, and I'm like, yes, no brainer. And so, I think it's a great tip of the cap to connect our university to the city. You know, we're the city's team. We're the city's college football team. The Saints are the pro team. I got it. We got LSU in the state. Respect their deal. You know, but we are who we are. We embrace that. We own that. Take it squarely. Love it. Love our situation. And, proud of who we get to represent. And just want to kind of give a tip of the cap to the city, man. I think those uniforms are clean, man. Every helmet's hand-painted. And they're all different a little bit. So, like, no two helmets are exactly alike. The beads, the Mardi Gras beads are a little bit unique to each one of them. Every helmet's got a little bit of uniqueness to it.
Well, I'm glad you went with the question. But I saw the picture. I like the hoodie, though. I like the hoodie you were wearing. Man, that is neat.
Yeah, well, you know, for my mom's sake, I'll be proper on the radio. It's roll, mother flipping, wave, all right? So it's not anything real vulgar. All right, but man, this place has got a lot of character and culture, and I embrace it. And I want our attitude to have a little edge about it. So we added something in the middle of roll wave to make sure our guys have a little edge about them.
Coach, this upcoming weekend is your first time in Yeoman Stadium in basically a month, which is kind of hard to believe.
Gosh, but here we are. It's been forever.
It really has. It's been a long couple of weeks, but you're back home at Yeoman Stadium. You're welcoming in FAU to town for another conference matchup. Just want to get your scouting report of the Owls.
Well, golly, they're third in the country in passing yards per game. They throw it around the yard about as good as anybody. The quarterback's a veteran. He's 6'6", 230 pounds. He can make all the throws. They got great slot receivers. Offensive lines, you know, does a nice job with executing what they want them to do. The backs are solid. Defensive, they've got some athleticism, and they're opportunistic. Got some really good front players on the D-line. So we got to play good, man. These guys are a real handful in a lot of things they do, and they're very sound in the kicking game. They do a nice job in the special teams phase as well. So we need to go out and play good football, man, have a great home environment, homecoming. It's already a sellout. Man, we just need to go play good, but we got a good football team coming in town.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. Roll wave, and, man, put another W up on the board, brother.
Thank y'all. Roll wave.
All right, that was the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment, which is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.